Hey, before we jump into the show, I wanted to give you a heads up that my free YouTube strategy class is available right now on demand at thinkmasterclass.com. On the class, I reveal the one YouTube strategy we use at Think Media to generate over 330,000 views every single day. So if you're new to YouTube, this will help you start right and avoid mistakes. And if you're a YouTube pro, this training will help you multiply your growth. This class is 100% free and you can watch it now on demand at thinkmasterclass.com. Now, let's jump into today's show. You can remove video backgrounds, filler words, and background noise, clone your voice, and in one click, you can use the power of AI to skip the hard part of editing videos. The 6 best AI tools for turning one long video into 10 viral clips. Their AI analyzes your video to identify the most compelling hooks, extracts relevant and juicy highlights from different parts of the video, and seamlessly rearranges them into cohesive viral short videos. The world is changing, and it has never been a better time to be creating content. Sure, competition is rising, but so is technology. And with the invention of AI tools, it's now possible to get a lot more content done in less time. And in this episode of the Think Media Podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you 6 of my favorite tools for repurposing content across YouTube Shorts and social media. The 6 best AI tools for turning one long video into 10 viral clips. Number 1, Munch.ai, content repurposing done smart. So what Munch does is Munch extracts the most engaging, trending, and impactful clips from your long-form videos using state-of-the-art generative AI and marketing analytics. When we've tested Munch, we just actually put the YouTube link into Munch. It actually takes like 20, 30, 40 minutes, and then it kicks out whatever format we want. Do we want square, vertical, horizontal clips? And it uses trending keywords. It listens to what you're saying in the videos. And the final result is exactly what you want. There could be captions. There's different templates to it. It's a very cool tool. We have tested this one and it definitely has a lot of promise. Number 2, video.ai. This is AI-based content repurposing. And all of these in the list are similar, but there's differences to all of them as well. The goal here is to save 90% of time and effort. Now, there's a free version of this, and a lot of these tools, we'll link them all in the show notes so you can check them out. But the free version actually gives you 75 minutes of upload time free every single month. So imagine if you had a 10-minute video, you could upload 7 of them basically, or link 7 of them to the tool, and it's going to kick out viral short clips, and it'll have captions on there. There's different templates, different emojis, some cool features on video.ai. Number 3, Opus Clip. Their promise, one long video, 10 viral clips created 10 times faster. Opus Clip is a generative AI video tool that repurposes long videos into short videos with one clip. Now, there's a few features that they've trademarked that kind of explains what you're getting with this tool. They have Clip Genius, and so their AI analyzes your video to identify the most compelling hooks, extracts relevant and juicy highlights from different parts of the video, and seamlessly rearranges them into cohesive viral short videos. So as we talk about this, these tools are still being developed. We've personally gotten some good results with them, but sometimes we have to massage the clip a little bit, fix the endpoint, the outpoint. You think about not just where does the clip start, but should we cut anything out of it? Should we rearrange it? And so Clip Genius, all these tools are being worked on and all these tools are being developed, is really cool because the goal is that you have a cohesive final product that you can then upload across your platforms and that people can actually follow along with and is very engaging and trims the fluff and all of the above. So what they actually did was they did hundreds of double-blinded studies with creators, and creators who used Opus Clip 5X'd their video views. In addition to everything I've said about Opus Clip here so far, what it also does is it generates a score to show you the potential virality of each clip. And that's based on other viral videos. And I'm guessing that that comes down to topic. Certain topics are going to go more viral on social media than others. A lot of times, if there's more broad appeal, if it's something that a lot of people can relate to or how shareable it is. Now, they also have predictive AI that analyzes moving faces and ensures that you and your guest's face will always be in the center of the video frame. So again, think about this. If you're sitting on camera somewhere and you're clipping a horizontal video into a vertical video, the AI is framing you up properly. Now, it also analyzes the video captions. They found that on average, highlighted keywords increase video watch time by 65%, and their AI analyzes your video and automatically adds relevant emojis and highlights valuable content. And on average, emojis increase views by 42%. So picture a viral clip, a viral video clip that has emojis popping up on the video along with the captions. Perhaps you've seen other content creators doing this. And the goal of all these tools is, yes, you could sit down and manually create clips like this in a video editing software, but it would actually take hours. And so literally, we're trying to get 10, 50, 100x a return on our time by using powerful tools like this to turn our long-form videos into viral clips. We still have three more tools, but one of the reasons why I want to share all of this with you is so that you also can be thinking about what's possible and what are the features and benefits that you're looking for as you test out these different tools. We're in the process of testing all of these with you. None of them, I think, is a clear winner yet because they all are hustling to add new features, to develop their features, to make sure their features work. And so some of the other features that you could be looking for, and here's a few of the other features that Opus Clip has. It has auto resizing. Again, that's going to be framing your video square or vertical, auto transitions, auto captions, 1080p resolution. Sometimes you won't get the highest resolution on the free version, but once you pay, you get the higher resolution. You have filter word removal, which is really cool. There's different tools like some of the ones we're about to cover that can take out your ums. They can take out stumbles. You could add a specific word that maybe you repeat all the time and you don't know you're doing it. You could have a customized brand kit, trendy templates, and AI relayout. So Opus Clip has a lot, and that is one that our team has really fallen in love with. Nolan has used it. I mentioned in episode 2 of this podcast series, Opus Clip is what Jeff Moores has been using at Oceanside Church. And full disclosure, sometimes there is some frustrating times when it doesn't kick out the best results, but these are also just tools, and they're tools in the hands of a user that's still thinking creatively, still thinking about how's the video opening. And so Opus Clip is definitely one I recommend checking out. Number 4, Descript. Descript is an all-in-one video audio editor. As far as I know, Descript, I think, has been around longer than any of these other tools, and it does a lot more than just turning long-form videos into viral clips. You can remove video backgrounds, filler words, and background noise, clone your voice, and in one click, you can use the power of AI to skip the hard part of editing videos. And just one of their features is clip creation, so you can quickly create clips for all social platforms using templates and subtitles. Descript's captioning is known to be incredibly high quality, and the style of it is something you've probably seen before. If you're looking for a video editor that does all the things and a lot more than just clip creation, I think Descript is definitely worth looking into. Number 5 is Autopod. Now, this tool is just for Adobe Premiere, but it is a game changer. Their promise is automatic editing for video podcasts and shows. And the goal is to save hours in your weekly production time in Adobe Premiere with their pack of plugins. I think it was Omar Altakori who first showed me this tool when he was editing a multi-angle video shoot that was an interview or a conversation among multiple people. When you shoot a video like that, you end up throwing all 4 of those angles into a Premiere timeline, and then you go through the tedious process of choosing who to cut to, when to cut to them. And if it was a hour-long conversation, the edit could take at least an hour, if not 2 or 3. Enter Autopod. You simply install the plugin, click go, basically, and in a matter of minutes or even seconds, it edits through the entire multi-camera shoot, knowing who's talking, when they're talking, and picking out all of the shots for you. Literally, it turns 3 hours of editing into 3 minutes. Now, of course, it's always a good idea to review, to watch it back. Maybe you watch it back at 1.5 or 2x speed just to see if there was any edits you want to change or any differences that you want to make. But there's no doubt about it. This is a real time saver. Now, Autopod also has a social clip creator, a very easy to use tool that allows you to just create clips out of different parts of your video right from the Premiere Pro timeline. And what's cool about this is it'll help you create the different resolutions very easily. Do you want to make a square clip? Do you want to make it vertical? Do you want it 1080p? Do you want it 4K? And then finally, it also has a jump cut editor. So you can actually input the decibel cutoff of your particular microphone and create cuts. And so the use case of this would be if you shoot a video like I'm doing right now, a talking head video that ends up being like one 25-minute video in your Premiere Pro timeline, but I have different starts and stops and reshoots and gaps in between my content. Well, the jump cut editor is going to cut out all of the downtime, and you can even tell it by decibel point how quickly you want to cut after that final word. And so YouTube editing sometimes almost has like a hyper fast feel to it. Or if you want a little bit more margin, again, these are leveraged tools. It's helping you just go faster. And of course, after you use the jump cut editor, you need to go in and maybe delete some parts that you repeated yourself and review the footage. But everything about Autopod is about saving you time and helping you go faster. And so if you're an Adobe Premiere user, or you know somebody who is, or somebody on your team is, no doubt about it, you should check out Autopod. Now, number six is StreamYard. Now, this one might surprise you because StreamYard is a tool that allows you to seamlessly multi-stream to all the different social media platforms. But what's cool is inside of StreamYard is also a Shorts and Reels creator. So on a big level, StreamYard is a web-based platform that we actually love at Think Media for going live. We often go live to one of our YouTube channels, one of our Facebook groups. When we do a challenge, it's how we go live inside of the Facebook group. It allows us to bring on multiple people. A lot of times, Melissa and I will co-host videos. We're using StreamYard. If we want to bring on guests or interviews or do video podcasts, it has a lot of those features. But one of the things they've included inside of StreamYard is the ability to create and publish shorts and reels from the videos that are captured on the cloud of StreamYard. And so what you do is you actually connect your StreamYard account to your YouTube account, to your Instagram account, to your Facebook Reels account, to your TikTok account, and then you go to your library, which is web-based, and then you can trim a clip anywhere from 5 to 60 seconds, make some adjustments to it, and then just click export, and it uploads it to the various platforms. Now, I would say this tool is still in its early stage. It's kind of basic at this point. You're able to cut out these clips. It's not the main point of StreamYard, but I'm excited as they continue to develop it. And it certainly is a great way if you don't have other video editing software or you're limited in tech and you're a one-man, one-woman show when it comes to creating content. It's a very leveraged additional tool to maybe, you know, there was something great I said on that live stream and I just want to quickly share that everywhere else. StreamYard's got you covered. Now, you can always check out StreamYard at streamwiththink.com. And for its perfect record feature and its live streaming features, you've probably heard us recommend it all the time here at Think Media. We absolutely love them. And you can also check out all of these tools linked up in the show notes below. Some of those links are probably affiliate links. And if you want to see not just these, but every tool that we use at Think Media, thinkmediatools.com. We actually recently updated that page. And when you're building a digital business, as a digital entrepreneur, as a content creator, eventually you actually need a lot of different tools. Maybe you have a CRM, you're building an email list, you've got the way that you're live streaming. Now, these days, you're using AI tools to help you go faster. There's video editing, there's money management and financial tools. And so if you're curious, out of all the tools that we've tested over years and now multiple Think team members and Think faculty testing these tools, that's our goal, is to figure out the ones that are good, to figure out the ones that are actually useful, that are actually worth the money and worth the investment. Now, if you want to check out StreamYard, you can always go to streamwiththink.com. And you've heard us talk about StreamYard before for all of its other features. So it's a little bit different than these other tools. Right now, we personally are, of course, using StreamYard for streaming all the time for our perfect record feature. Many Think Media team members are using Autopod, saving a lot of time. We are using Opus Clip, Munch, and Video. We're kind of combining them. Opus Clip seems to be our favorite, but we've got our eyes on all the platforms because they are making updates and improving them, and they're all definitely useful. And so if you want to see a summary of everything that I've talked about in this episode, you can actually go to Think Media Tools. tools.com. We'll also link that up in the show notes as well. And so if you're looking for tools that will help you go faster, a lot of really cool free tools, and many of these have free versions, or of course, eventually when you want to get that 1080p resolution or take it to that next level of how many outputs you can do or the best premium features and templates and all that stuff, there's a lot of different things to check out. So your one-stop shop is thinkmediatools.com. We just updated that page with all of the favorite tools we've been using and things we've been testing. And of course, we'll link that stuff in the show notes as well for you to check out. Now, if you're not subscribed, you definitely want to subscribe, because part four in our YouTube productivity series is all about our 12-step video checklist that will help you actually be more productive next time you're filming a YouTube video. And if you missed part one and two, definitely check out links in the show notes to check out the entire YouTube productivity tips series. You're going to love all the different episodes. And if you got value out of today's episode, it would mean the world to me if you rate, review, and like this episode wherever you watch or listen to it. I appreciate you so much. Sending you massive love and respect today. And I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode.